You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte after getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:40 to Washington, where President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone yesterday. The Israeli army officials telling Palestinians to evacuate parts of Gaza's Rafah ahead of an expected assault. There have been so many developments just in the last 12 plus hours. Catch us up.
Yeah, in fact, when that conversation between President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu happened yesterday, this emerging deal with Hamas had not yet happened. That's how quickly things seem to be developing there. Now, the CIA director, Bill Burns, has been leading negotiations for the United States in these ceasefire talks. He is in the region, apparently sort of going over the details of this with Arab partners, with Israel, on a framework agreement that Hamas has accepted, though differs from previous frameworks that had been accepted and agreed to by Israel. So a lot still being worked out there as all eyes move to Rafah, that city in southern Gaza on the Egyptian border. The United States has made clear, President Biden in this phone call with Netanyahu yesterday reiterated that the United States does not support a full-scale invasion of Rafah. That being said, Israel has described what it is doing right now as a limited operation in eastern part of the city. They have asked about 100,000 Palestinian civilians to evacuate to other parts of Gaza, of other parts of Rafah, as they target what they say are militants, Hamas leadership hiding in that area. What is concerning, however, and that the United States has said that is also worrisome, is the closure of some of these aid routes. There was an attack on IDF forces over the weekend at one of the aid crossings that has since been reopened or is in the process of reopening. As Israeli forces moved into Rafah, they have, we understand, taken over the Palestinian side of the Rafah Gate on the Egyptian border. That has been a key border crossing to get aid, humanitarian relief into Gaza. So that is something that we'll be watching for as well today.
The president has for months been working to balance his support for Israel after October 7th with efforts to constrain its war on the militant group there. Today, he set to issue a forceful condemnation on anti-Semitism.
Yeah, President Biden will speak at the U.S. Capitol at the Holocaust Remembrance event put on by the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. He will tie the death the murders of 6 million Jews in Europe during the Holocaust to rising anti-Semitism that we are seeing not just on college campuses, but on social media and across society today. And will be forceful in his condemnation of that, we understand, from the White House.
All right, we'll listen for your updates throughout the day. Fox's Jared Halpern.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.